MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on there, Lopez. Hold on.
All right.
We got a text coming in.
You go.
From a high school offensive line coach.
Okay.
Said, this is my confession. I'm a high school O-line coach who thinks RPOs need to be banned. We were just talking about the possibility of maybe seeing some more RPOs this year for the Texans in the ways that, you know, maybe they could help mitigate an offensive line that maybe isn't as talented as one might think all the way across. How do you feel about the idea of that?
How do you ban them?
I guess the idea being that, you know, linemen downfield
on
them.
That's the part I kind of feel them on that one because it's nothing worse than doing a play like that. And then it's the legal man downfield, and that's
coming
back.
Well, coach better.
Well, not even just – I mean, yeah, they're downfield, but they're in usually within that, you know, that nice range. But he's right.
Hey, like, y'all ain't no offensive line coach like this guy right here.
That is true. I am not an offensive line coach. I'm nobody's offensive line
coach. I'm
sure
he's trying to keep him from going downfield.
Yeah. Yeah, that probably does stem from just, like, that personal frustration.
Like, or at least,
hey, guys, y'all got 2 yards. Don't go past that 2 yards. And they call the play.
Yeah, it's probably way different for high school, too.
See that yellow go up there? Oh, God, it's like, I told you. Why are you 5 yards? Yeah.
Y'all going to get me fired.
Yeah.
How many times? If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times.
That should be
you
his confession.
You got 2 yards.
Just imagine doing this for high school.
That's what I'm saying. That should be his confession.
Because they knuckleheads,
man. Coaching high school.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I feel you, brother.
You know what they say about karma, right?
No.
What is karma?
It's a B word, right?
It's a B.
Oh.
So this happened Friday, and I meant to get to it Friday, and I never did, but it's still appropriate today. So remember when we had a question of the day about things that should be banned?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you the story, and you'll remember what I wanted to be banned. So Friday morning, right before we went into the long weekend, I'm on the elevator with 2 other people. Some bozo sticks his arm between the elevator doors as it's about to close, as it's closing.
Looking like Bishop from Juice.
Yeah. Opens the doors back up, and I'm like, well, this is funny. We just talked about this. I think it was the day before or Wednesday or whatever. Then I get up here all the way. I realize I forgot my coffee, the coffee that I always bring. I was like, got to go back to my truck. Go back to my truck, get on the elevator with 1 person. Another bozo sticks his arm.
I don't like that you calling these people bozos.
between the doors. So what I said should be banned is, like, if someone's on the elevator, you don't open them. You know, you don't open them as they're closing. Happened to me twice within like 15 minutes.
And you deserve it.
They probably listened to the show.
I wonder if it was like, oh, I'll get him. Twice.
I'm going to start doing it. If I see you on the elevator, I'm going to do it.
Stick your arm in there?
Yep.
I'm going to act like I'm hitting the button, but I'm not really. So, yeah, twice in 15 minutes.
You deserve it.
The exact same thing I was talking about.
And did it ruin your day?
Kind of.
Good.
Yeah, kind of.
That's the beautiful part is if you had said no, I'd have been like, see? And if you had said yes, I'd be like, you deserved it. That's what you earned.
You couldn't lose.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody said not blaming the lineman, blaming the quarterback, which, yes, I know.
Okay.
Because obviously you block yeah. the run, and obviously the quarterback has to make a decision, get the ball out quickly. If not, then you end up,
So it's the quarterback's fault. Maybe the quarterback should get a flag for it, right?
Sure.
Instead of legal lineman downfield.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Ban it from high school, at least.
Yeah, just ban it from the high school that my man coaches at least, to save him.
Take it out the playbook.
Save him the hassle of it. I mentioned it. I thought that last night's Western Conference Finals game between the Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves was one of my favorite games that I've watched in the last few years of basketball. It was, both teams playing incredible defense, incredible offense. We got a lot of scoring. It came down to, a great circumstance.
Yeah.
And as I was watching it, it was on ESPN, and for the first time in maybe ever, I was good on the call. I was good on the announce team. The announce team of ESPN, Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and Richard Jefferson.
Yeah.
And specifically within that, I know that there's people that dislike Doris Burke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of them. Like, I typically really like her. She said a couple things that made me kind
exactly
of
what she
and
said.
Made me go, all right.
I kind of liked it.
That made me go, all right. One of those was here. Here's the first of Doris Burke talking on the broadcast yesterday.
And I don't know much about history, but I know the French and German don't like one another. And Rudy says, bonjour, Mr. Hartenstein. Have a little bit of that left-handed dunk.
What are you trying to start here?
Exactly, my brain. Like, what are we doing here?
That one was brutal.
Like, what are we doing here, Doris?
That one was brutal.
Like, I think she was trying way too hard.
The French and the German, she's trying to create.
Goodness
strife.
Gracious.
Well, I mean, they've had plenty of strife
in
their history.
But create more?
Some of which I don't really need to get to at this point. But yes, I was like, that was, and then here's the other one.
And there's contact on the elbow. This is why he's called the free throw merchant.
Every player in the league can do this.
I actually love that call.
Calling him a free throw merchant.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's thinking it.
We don't, but this is the place where I will say, though, in that space, being a partner of the league and not saying, obviously, they can be critical in the ways that they can. I feel like that doesn't help when we're talking about the league is leaning into these particular narratives of things, at least when you're on the call. But yeah, I just watching it all, I was like, all right, I am ready to go to the simulcast that they had, the ESPN2 broadcast, where they had Tim Legler, and I enjoyed that quite a bit.
What the league thinks doesn't matter to me. Why? Who cares from a league perspective? I thought it was a good call that everybody's thinking about this, how he's doing. And by the way, I don't mind it. I don't mind what he does, just as an aside. But like she did her job. Like, okay, everybody, they're holding up signs.
Right.
Free throw merchant and all this other. And I thought that was her best work
I think in that game. The reason why I said that was more of, I think, when you're talking about these things, you're highlighting kind of the negative aspect of which and the ways that people kind of look at the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to do that.
Yeah, see,
you're pretty much saying she's doing the Jeff Van Gundy, pretty much, like highlighting some of the things that the league don't really want to highlight
at times.
But we appreciated that,
and to some degree,
and I appreciated what she said. It's like you can't ignore the elephant in the room, and if the league doesn't like it, well, take it up with Doris Burke and ESPN. You know, I wanted a good call. The first one was brutal.
it was rough.
Brutal. That rough. One, I was like.
Now you want to listen to Reggie Miller, huh?
I was like, you go, no! Doris Burke. I was like, you go.
You like, ain't that damn bad.
You go, Doris Burke. That's a good announcer right there. Yeah.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So speaking of NBA playoff basketball, Carl Anthony Towns, he kind of balled out the last game. Mm-hmm. But I got to confess, man, for some reason, I feel like people been picking on him on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I got to confess, I'm part of the problem. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing at this, but the internet felt like he be playing basketball a little too zesty. And I feel like people being a little unfair with this, because I feel like everybody will look a little zesty if you play like a replay in slow motion. Mm-hmm. And they keep—
Are you talking about the pass?
Yeah, they keep—
I love that
they
too.
They keep slowing everything he do down.
Yeah.
And saying, look how zesty he look. I'm like, anybody will look zesty if you put him in slow-mo.
He made,
this
funny face and, like—
Yeah, really, like, the way he passed the ball. I'm like, man, anybody will look a little zesty if you put them passing the ball in slow-mo. Yeah. But I kind of enjoy people having fun with that, though.
I'm not sure I agree with you there. And then also, how do we then account for him going, oh my God, when he's getting fouled? How do we account for that? And again,
but
I don't say
that. But you do it in slow-mo, though. If you do it in slow-mo, it look real zesty.
Yeah.
No, when he gets fouled, he'll yell, oh my God,
I
understand.
Like a sorority person.
I understand where people are coming from there. At the same time, though, like, he was out here hooping.
Yeah, he was. Like, especially that little zesty pass he did in slow-mo.
Stop.
He just did it. Yeah. Everybody picking up on this now. I'm just like, man, leave him alone.
Every time I see Kat, I'm going to think zesty.
He out here balling, though, man.
Yeah,
but I ain't going to lie. I was cracking up just seeing people feed into this.
Yeah. All right, so Indy 500 was Sunday. And part of my confession is, like, I can't tell you what it is about the Indy 500, but every single year it gets me. I'm in.
How much do you watch it?
I had it on for all 3 hours.
Okay. You had it on.
In the one room. You've been to my house.
I will ask again, how much do you watch?
Probably 2 hours worth, 2/3 of it.
Actively.
Because my setup is, I got the one big screen.
That's
and
right.
Another one in the other room, and I'm going in and back and forth and all that stuff. And I was just like, I don't understand how one race, and I watch occasional NASCAR, people know that, but IndyCar type cars, one a year. I can't tell you what it is. Part of it is, like, this is what my wife got mad at me. Like, we were going to go pick up my granddaughter. She was going to spend the day with us.
Sure.
Right? I said, okay, right after the start your engines. Remember, that's one of my favorite things.
That makes sense.
Stuff. Well, there was a slight rain delay, if you recall. So we waited like 20 minutes so I could see it. She's standing there at the door like, let's go. But I cannot tell you what it is about the Indy 500. Every single year it gets me.
Yeah, I guess it's probably just like the things that are traditional on the schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is frequently referred to as the, you know, greatest race or the greatest weekend in auto racing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, just the pomp and circumstance of it, I'm sure, is part of it for you. I can honestly say Indy 500 doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, no disrespect to anyone for whom it does, because you far outnumber me, mm-hmm. to be completely honest. But yeah, I'm just like, it's cool. I actually, funny enough, after quite a few weeks of not being tapped in, rather than watching the Indy 500, I watched the Coca-Cola 600, which was the NASCAR race that was happening this weekend.
And I did not.
So, yeah.
I'm more of a NASCAR guy, too. Yeah, but not, it just gets me.
So, yeah, that's
I had my fill of auto racing.
That is fair. That is 100% fair. I got to admit, I'm a little bit of a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I am not happy that the Indiana Pacers have reinstated John Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton's ability to go back to these home games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if y'all was going to do it, go ahead and do it. It's like they were like, hey, John, Giannis was talking about it. It's looking kind of bad. We just need to stay home a little bit. And then ain't nobody looking no more. Hey, John, you can come back out here. You can come back out here. Don't worry about it. Ain't nobody. They're gone. They're gone now. You can come back out here. Because, like, what was the point then? Like, what was the point of making it indefinite?
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Yeah. Do you feel like they kind of overreacted with the punishment a little bit?
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. He shouldn't have been on the court and all this, but yeah. The idea is just like, hey, man, you can't come to no more games.
I mean, the way they put it, you would have thought they were scrapping at some point.
That's probably true. Like,
if you're going to ban them, just but the I mean, rest like, of the playoffs then.
That is like, you know, going somewhere you're not supposed to. Like, you're not a part of any of the personnel or anything. Why are you on the court? Now,
I agree with that, mm-hmm. but he ain't the first. I mean, I think he was doing too much.
In those situations, he's not the first.
He's not the first. You see all them celebrities on the court mm-hmm. for the Knicks?
Yeah.
They be all over the court, dapping the players up and everything.
It does kind of speak but to what...
I feel like he did too much to Giannis, though.
It does kind of speak made to what is precedent here? You know, what is a ban?
I mean, yeah. I don't even
I never knew what a ban. I feel like a ban should be forever, right?
You would think, or at least that season.
But I mean, everything's relative, and they always obviously it's their I guess place where they could be out here and they can get people out here for whatever reason. We've seen them get people out of here for various reasons. I also do find it funny that this is just home games. Like we're not taking you on the road though. Like we're not taking you to New York. We're not putting you in that Madison
probably for his own good.
That would be ugly.
Yeah, they might fight you out there. You could do this at Gamebridge. You could do this amongst us.
Yeah.
But you can't go nowhere else. So there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our winners and losers of the extended weekend. Who do you think won? Who do you think lost on the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.